Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a very good weekend. I had a very busy one myself. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Monday, May 21st. This is a live broadcast. This is not a rebroadcast. I somehow managed to make it here with you tonight. Well, folks, I guess you know what I just learned about 5 or 10 minutes ago. I'm kind of busy around the apartment here trying to get things in order from my big mess of the last month or so. In any case, I just checked the internet, and it turns out our great United States Senate, by an overwhelming margin, has passed the, well, it's immigration amnesty, folks. It's immigration amnesty. Of course, the advocates say that it isn't. The opponents say that it is. And now it's been passed by the Senate. Of course, this sets a stage for further debate on the topic, but frankly, how many of us really wonder, or I should say, how many of us really doubt that ultimately some form of amnesty is going to be passed? I've always said from the beginning this immigration issue is a very difficult one, more so now because the Republicans under Ronald Reagan made it all the worse by granting amnesty back in 1986 and opening up our borders, and now these Republicans, my God, the way I'm talking, you'd think I was a liberal Democrat, but these Republicans, they're the ones who did set the stage for the immigration problems we're having now. We wouldn't have the immigration problems we have now if it weren't for these valiant Republicans, and yet there are so many good, patriotic, decent American citizens out there who still cling to George W. Bush and the Republican Party because they think that the Republican Party is something special. You know, that the Republican Party is fighting for America first, that the Republican Party is protecting our borders. I don't quite understand it. I used to be a Republican, considered myself a conservative Republican, a Reagan Republican, but you know, if that's what Reagan Republicanism is all about, what we've seen in the last 25 years, then I want nothing to do with it. It doesn't make me a liberal Democrat. It doesn't make me anti-American, although I've been called a liberal. I've been called a liberal. I've been called anti-American. You've probably been called the same things. We've become accustomed to it. How times have changed, how the paradigm has shifted. The New World Order forces have aligned themselves lock, stock, and barrel with the Republican Party leadership, the think tanks, the pro-Israel political action committees. They've gotten absolute control of the Republican Party through the good offices, or I should say the bad offices, such as the Reverend Jerry Falwell, who just died and went to hell. They've really got their hands on things, folks. And, you know, today I discovered one of the key players in this whole thing. Apparently she's been very active behind the scenes. Never even heard of her before today, folks. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Stay tuned, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to a break. And we'll take your phone calls.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We've already got a few callers lined up, so I'm going to go almost immediately to the phones. But talking about this immigration catastrophe and the people that are responsible for it, I'm going to combine some news of the day with our daily tribute here this month to American Jewish Heritage Month. Now, I'm going to give you a website, which I definitely think you should check out. It links links to some very good books that you can buy and also some very important scholarly papers by Dr. Kevin MacDonald. That's MacDonald, just like it sounds, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N-M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. The website is kevinmacdonald.net. KevinMacDonald.net. And Dr. MacDonald, he's a professor at a California university, has written a very comprehensive paper, which I read some time ago, entitled Jewish Involvement in Shaping U.S. Immigration Policy. And Dr. MacDonald's comprehensive research makes it very, 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 very clear. Add about 10 varies to that, folks. Very is a weak word, so we need to repeat it very, very, very many times. Jewish involvement in shaping U.S. immigration policy has been paramount. From the very beginning, every measure liberalizing U.S. immigration policy in the last century, which was not too many years ago, was a work of powerful Jewish organizations in this country. So it is not unfair to say that these Jewish organizations are responsible for the immigration debacle that we have in the United States today. It's very cut and dried, very, very clear, folks. Don't blame it on the Hispanic groups. Don't blame it on the Chinese American groups. Don't blame it on the Japanese American groups or the Serbian American groups or the Croatian American groups. You can blame it on the Jewish groups operating on American soil. The American Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Committee, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. The list goes on and on. It's that simple, folks. And you know why I turn to that is because I open up the Washington Post today on this very day that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, for all intents and purposes, have aligned themselves with this immigration amnesty for God knows how many million illegal aliens in this country. And I'm sure many of them are good people. I know many of them are good people. They're hardworking people. But, you know, they are here illegally, and they should have never come here illegally, but our policies allowed them to. But in any case, I turn to the Washington Post today and find that one of the leading advocates of opening up our borders is not a liberal Democrat, folks. It's someone the Washington Post describes as a conservative activist. She's affiliated with the Hudson Institute, folks. And the Hudson Institute is not a liberal organization. It's not a Hispanic organization. It's a neoconservative organization. And this woman in question is described as a conservative activist. Somebody at the Chamber of Commerce, which bears a major role in opening up our borders for immigration, describes this woman as a tireless advocate behind the scenes for trying to come up with creative ideas to bring the various sides together. This is one of the key players today, ladies and gentlemen, who is responsible for what happened in the Senate today. She's a key ally of the Bush administration in all these policies. She is a Zionist. She is a Zionist Jew named Tamar Jacoby. T-A-M-A-R, J-A-C-O-B-Y. Now, folks, I saw her visage, and I said, well, she does look Jewish. And I saw her name, and I said, well, it could be Jewish. But unlike a lot of people, I'm not just going to automatically say that someone, because they have a Jewish name and they might look Jewish. A lot of American Indians look Jewish, if we have any special description of what looking Jewish is. I looked this woman up. Tamar Jacoby is Jewish. Tamar Jacoby is a longtime neoconservative. These neoconservatives are part of this New World Order gang. These are the people who've taken over the levers of power in our country and are using it for their own agenda. And clearly their agenda does not have anything to do with America's borders, defending America's borders. Tamar Jacoby, conservative activist. It's a conservative, folks, who's responsible for this immigration debacle. She is one of the key players in it. She is following in the footsteps of so many others, as Dr. Kevin MacDonald has clearly documented at kevinmacdonald.net. That's M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, MacDonald, kevinmacdonald.net. It all repeats itself. History is repeating itself, folks. I don't know what's going to happen in the ultimate passage of whatever immigration legislation they do finally pass. But, you know, I'm sorry to say, at this late date, I'm afraid that there's very little that can be done. And I don't frankly believe that we can deport people. I'm not even sure that we should deport people. But, again, on the other hand, I'm not sure what really can be done. It's a mess, folks. Well, thanks to good conservative activist Tamar Jacoby, a good neoconservative Jewish American. She's one of the key players in all this. Thanks, Tamar. We really appreciate your good work. We're going to run out and vote Republican. All right, that having been said, folks, I think we'll just go right to the phones right now. We have Larry in Florida. Larry, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing today, Larry?
Hi. I had a great weekend passing out National Alliance literature. The weather was beautiful, and I got hundreds of them out.
Did anybody hit you with a stick?
You know, sometimes I am not only shouted at and spit on and physically assaulted. Really, you know.
I believe you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been called every name in the book, and names that ain't even in the book. Now, you know, of course, most normal, everyday, workaday white people will take my literature and say, hey, man, you're right on, baby. Or they'll say, I've actually had it handed back to me. Oh, well, I agree with what you're saying, but I can't be caught with this, you know. But then again, there is the once in a while some Jewish student who's studying political science at Columbia University, and he's down here in Florida on his vacation and on the beach, and he happens to come across me, and then he'll scream and yell, are you some kind of Nazi? What's the matter? You want to strip us naked and throw us in a ovens? Help, police! Help, police! And I've actually had cops show up all excited because somebody's screaming and, you know, trying to assault me and
you're
going
the bad
nuts.
Guy.
And I'm the bad guy. And I say, I'll say, officer, I have a right to hand this stuff out. This is First Amendment. Well, no, you're causing a disturbance. I'm causing a disturbance here. And I've actually had to leave and get back in my car and leave the area because some Jew would come and scream and yell and saying I was wanting to throw people in the ovens. This has happened to me. I've been at this for 20 years, and this stuff has been going on. But, you know, hey, that's the battle. That's the way it is. You know, I want to what you were saying about us fixing to lose the immigration battle. Would you mind if I take you back to 1962 when I was a very, very young fellow?
Go ahead. Let's get in the time machine.
My father was the biggest, quote, racist, unquote, I've ever known. And one day, me and him were fixing to go fishing. I was a young fellow, teenager, I reckon. And we were putting a fishing tackle in the truck. And I was telling him a story about something or another. And I said, yeah, Daddy, and it was something and all that jazz. And he said, don't say that word. And I said, what word? And he said, jazz. And I said, huh? Why not? And he says, that's a nigger word. And I said, oh, come on, Daddy, it's, you know, it ain't nothing. And he says, I'm not kidding. And I said, now, why is it that you and all them people of your age want to hold the Negro down? And he says, son, we ain't trying to hold the Negro down. He's holding himself down. What we're trying to do is hold you up. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he says, well, you know that music, that rock and roll you listen to? And I said, yeah. And he says, now the Negro has got real attractive music for you. It's got a lot of beat and it's a lot of excitement. And their lifestyle's really exciting. And they got a lot of easy sex. And they're having a lot more fun than your average white kid is. But you don't want to go there. You don't want to be like that. And at the time, I did not understand. This is 1962. I didn't understand that. Now
things were
pretty simple
in those days, but it was in a few years that things really began to rock and roll, to steal a phrase.
Yep. And he was right. And if I had a son, I'd be telling him the same thing. You don't want to go there. But the Jews have been pushing this stuff forever.
Larry, hang on for the break. This is okay. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mourning the demise of America, or what it appears to be. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq.
Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, having a little bit of a technical difficulty, so bear with me. Cut off for a moment, just catching back up here. Okay, I think we still have Larry aboard. Larry, are you there?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. Okay, Larry, go ahead. Well, yeah, you were talking basically. We were talking basically about how times have changed in this country, and we've been. We've been gang raped by this multicultural crowd that wants to break down just traditional Americanism, and they want us to be this insane hodgepodge, this melting pot that Emma Lazarus talked about on the in her famous poem that's inscribed in the Statue of Liberty, and that's of course become basically an open invitation to anybody who wants to come here legally or illegally, and. Our so-called leaders seem to want to let it happen.
Yep. You know, everybody says how oppressed the Negro was back in the old days. Let's take television for a second. You know, I'm 55 years old, and when I was young, when I was a kid and a teenager, there were no blacks on television at all. You know, maybe one would show up as a butler or something, or a maid or something, but that was about it. All Americans, black and white, were sitting there glued to the television set watching Walt Disney, watching Gunsmoke, watching all of this stuff, Ed Sullivan, watching everything, watching all this white television, and the blacks were, the Negroes, as they called them in those days, were just as glued to the TV and just as fascinated by the whole thing as everybody else was, because we had a dominant culture, the people who built this civilization. I love it when people say, when the eggheads say, oh, technology, Europeans, white people had technology on their side. Technology is the reason we were able to pacify the Indians and put them on reservations and sail around the world and conquer everybody and exploit the natural resources. Technology did this. Hey, where did technology come from? Technology came from the mind of the white man.
You're not allowed to say that.
No. And now, we've been losing the average white, the average white heterosexual non-Jewish man has been losing ground in his own country since like 1954 or maybe even before. With the school desegregation, I went to segregated schools when I was a kid, and there was no metal detectors in the doorways. There was none of that kind of thing going on when in all white schools I went to down here in Pinellas County, Florida. And the thing is we've been losing ground. We've been losing our country for decades, for generations, and nobody says boo. Nobody says a thing, and we just we draw a line in the sand, and then we step away from it, and they step over it, and we draw another line in the sand, and they step over it, and we flee to Idaho and Montana. We flee our cities, and we try to go out in the country, but we're running out of places to go.
Larry, there's nowhere to flee.
Yep.
unless, as one of our guests on this program said a couple months ago, maybe the thing for the Irish and for the Germans and the Dutch and everybody else is to go back where they came from. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't see it getting any better.
Didn't you have a show on that a while back?
Yeah, very interesting show. I'm going to have that guy back. His name escapes me at the moment, but the very articulate fellow.
Yeah, the big Back to Europe movement.
It may happen. All right, Larry, I got to move on,
okay,
but I thank you for your call.
My phone.
All right. We are going to... Oh, no. It's Jim in Texas. Jim, come on up.
Yes, Michael, it's your arch nemesis, so to speak.
How you doing tonight, Jim?
The resident cynic. First of all, I'd like to correct you on a few things. When you brought up the word Republican, there is no such thing as a Republican. Never has been, never will be. This party was thought up by the Jews, run by the Jews, controlled by the Jews since their inception in 1860. There has, with the exception of a few Republicans like McCarthy in 1946 or 48, whenever he got in the Senate, the wonderful Joseph McCarthy, who's been demonized to this day. I mean, the word McCarthyism, oh, my goodness, this guy tried to tell the truth. We can't telling the truth.
Lots of other, actually back in the 30s and maybe up into the early 1940s, there were a few good Republicans in the House and the Senate. And, of course, in public office around the country. But since the advent of Eisenhower, we've been given given a bill of goods by the Republicans. And they passed themselves off as an alternative to the Democrats. They've been only an alternative in the choice between one bullet in the brain or one in the heart. Jim, hang on for the break.
All right.
This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Welcome back, folks. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. We have Jim from Texas aboard. Jim has been bashing the Republican Party. Jim, I agree with you, but let me ask you a question. What alternative do we have? Because the Republicans want to shoot us in the heart. The Democrats want to shoot us in the brain. What are we going to do?
Mike, when you have no more ballot box, you got to go to the cartridge box. That's the name of the game. But to emphasize my point about the Republicans, one of the greatest supposedly Republicans there was Theodore Roosevelt, okay? Theodore Roosevelt was a Jew. Theodore Roosevelt backed, and the Jewish bankers backed Japan in the Japan-Russian War in 1905 or 4, whenever
it was. You're absolutely right.
And when Theodore Roosevelt was called upon to help elect Woodrow Wilson, who they control completely, he came out and ran in the Bull Moose Party, knowing that he was doing nothing but destroying the Republicans' chances of winning the election.
That's exactly right.
That's what
right.
he did.
That's exactly right. Incidentally,
it's history.
Incidentally, Jim, you know, a lot of people out there are going to say, wait a minute, Theodore Roosevelt was a Republican or an Episcopalian or a Presbyterian or something. But you're absolutely right. There's no question about it that the Roosevelt family were originally Jews, probably from Holland, originally from Spain,
right.
Then to Holland,
Roosevelt
and then to the United States. So you're absolutely right about that. So,
but all he did was what he was required to do, which is what they all do. Mike, they change names, they change religions like other people change socks. It doesn't make any difference what they say they are. Oh, he's not a Jew. He's a Presbyterian. Well, he's not a Jew. He's this. He's that. No, he's still a Jew.
Well, you know, it comes back to what I started off with. You know, we've seen where the whole immigration problem has come from, and we saw how the Republican Party played a major part under Ronald Reagan in bringing us to where we are today. And as much as that hurts a lot of people's feelings, it's the truth.
Ronald
Jim,
Reagan
I got to move on here.
Ronald Reagan was a big Roosevelt admirer in the 30s.
Well, you're right about that.
I'm Jim, right about most things, and I'm right about there's no such thing as a Republican Party, or really a Democrat Party. It's the Jews that claim they're Jews versus the Jews that claim they're something but not a Jew. And that's the name of the game we play under.
Jim, you're right. Listen, I got to move on. I got a lot of callers here. I want to try to squeeze them all in tonight. Thanks for your call, Jim. He's right, folks. Let's go to Kevin in Northwest Indiana. Kevin, come on up.
Good evening, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Well, do you remember the first show you ever had on RBN? I called in and called you an idiot and gave you a little bit of history about the Gutenberg Press and how long you can only do good two different ways. Do you remember that?
No, to tell you the truth, I don't. I'll have to go back and listen to it.
Okay,
well, go ahead.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is, there are rules and laws and regulations concerning jurisdiction, and when the Senate and the Congress pass a law, it only has jurisdiction in the Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, and Guam, and the Virgin Islands. So I think you should be aware that you're going to get real crowded pretty soon, because all those 12 million illegal aliens only have amnesty in Washington, D.C. Now, I don't know, as soon as I hang up and quit talking, it's going to go right on. You're going to go right on as if what I just said had no bearing and wasn't true.
Well, Kevin, let me ask you this. What about all those illegal aliens in Texas and all those illegal aliens in Pennsylvania?
Well, what about them?
Well, you say that the amnesty for them only has jurisdiction in Washington, D.C.
That's correct.
Well, what about all those people that are going to be coming forward, those that are coming forward asking for amnesty?
We put them on a bus to Washington, D.C., and you'd say,
well,
this is where the amnesty lies.
Who's going to put them on the bus?
Well, that's what I'm just saying. Now, that brings us up to the other point. You know, your first caller, Larry, he was getting down on the Negroes about they're keeping themselves down and so on and so forth. He has fallen into a trap. I know you're not a Bible scholar because you have admitted that on the air, but on that first show, that very first day you had, I explained to you there's only two possible ways to do good. Because I related the story of when the rich young ruler ran up to Jesus and said, "Good master, what must I do to be saved?" And I asked you, what was the very first thing that Jesus said?
Well, I don't know.
No, that's correct. You don't know. And I told you, and this is it. The very first thing that Jesus said was, "Why do you call me good? There is none good but God." So there's only two possible ways to do good in this world right now, and that is either by under the influence of the Holy Spirit or by the direct indwelling of the Holy Spirit. There's no other possible way to do good. And then the third thing I would like to bring up is this Jewish problem that we seem to have, how that they are liars, and they're just from the dark side of the force, and they declared war on me a long time ago before I was born in 1954. The word goyim goes way back, and that's what they call me. And you know, at one point in time in our history, we used to have an ill-conceived thought that maybe the only good thing about good Indian was a dead Indian. That wasn't true, because we realized that the Indians weren't really, you know, they didn't do scalping until they learned it from the white man. Okay, so what I'm getting to, though, is I like that saying, the only good Jew is a dead Jew, as far as I can figure. And until you figure that out, because you've been writing books and doing an awful lot of things with words for a long time, and it hasn't gotten us anywhere. As a matter of fact, we're under more total Jewish control right now than we've ever been in our entire lives, whereas within the next year, we're going to have to receive a national ID card, which is completely sponsored probably by the Jews entirely, if we were to get down to it, just like you brought out Tamara Jacoby and brought her out today. It's always the Jews. So I'm a micro-rebroadcaster here in Northwest Indiana. I stopped paying the income tax in 93, kicked the IRS's ass in 98. I'm still up and on the air. The federal government's done everything possible to shut me down. They've messed with my wife and her car and my sons. But you know something? Nothing's ever going to happen because 98% of the men in this country are gonad-free sacks of feces. And until you get that figured out, you know, there's nothing but...
Well, are you suggesting... I mean, what exactly are you suggesting?
Well, you just went... You know, Jim, the caller just before me said something that you guys went right over as if it had little or no significance. And Jim said, well, when you no longer have the ballot box, the only thing you have is the cartridge box. And then you guys went right on as if that had no significance or no bearing whatsoever.
Well, you know,
we have lost the ballot box.
I've said that from the very beginning on this show. I've said that. I have. How many times have I sat here in this program and said that I think that maybe our military might be the solution to our problems?
And our military, you know, to get anywhere in the Navy, you have to be a Mason. Remember William Cooper? The only reason he got into the Navy intelligence is because he put down on his application that he had been gone to a meeting of their for the children of Masons, and even though he never joined, but that allowed him to get in because they thought he was a Mason. Now the entire Navy is run by the Masonic Lodge. Now, and since the Marines are part of that, and since my oldest son is a sergeant in the Marines, and he has told me that you don't go anywhere in the Marines up above or in the higher ranks without having that Masonic ring on your left or on your hand, where do you think the military is going to help us out here?
Well, I've had some hopes, but I guess now that you tell me the military is totally, absolutely controlled, then I guess all is lost, and that means then we're going to have to go to the cartridge box. But the question is, Kevin, when are you going to go to the cartridge box?
I cannot. You know why?
Why?
There's one verse in the Bible that really ticks me off and ticks me right off to no end, and I'll tell you, I wish it wasn't there. But you know what verse it is? Here it is. It says, God is speaking here. He says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Okay, so basically you think then we just have to sit back and do nothing and God is going to save our asses?
No, he's not going to save your ass. That's the whole thing.
Well, I'm asking you, who is going to save our asses?
Nobody. Nobody. You see, this whole thing that we're dealing with right here has only got this 70 years of life or 80 years of life determines where you spend eternity, which is a period of time which we cannot comprehend. Now, during this 70 or 80 years, how we deal with other people, and especially how we deal with the God of the Bible and his Son and the Holy Spirit, that determines on where you go for the rest of eternity. Now, there's also a verse in the Bible that I truly love, and it's in Revelation, and it says that two-thirds of the Jews are going to be killed. Now, I don't know who's going to do that, but I'm already yelling, hoorah for that, okay? So... I don't know who does it. I know that I'm not supposed to do it. So the only thing I can do is what you and I are doing.
All right. I guess that brings us back to where we were. So
that's correct. I just wanted to let you know, because you guys pass over things, but I just wanted to know, it should get real crowded in Washington, D.C., because that's the only place that they pass a law. You know, here in Indiana, our state legislature had to come up with their own Patriot Act. You know, now, when was the last time you heard about Ohio's Patriot Act or what the difficulty they're having? Because nobody ever speaks of the fact that the Congress and the Senate, the Washington, when they pass a bill, it only has jurisdiction there. It has no jurisdiction here in Indiana.
Well, it's funny how all these people around the country obey the rules that are passed by Congress. Maybe they're making a mistake.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Listen, Kevin, I do have to move on.
Yes, thanks for your time. You've been
all
very
right.
Considerate.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I guess we got our solution, or maybe we didn't. I'm still not clear as to what his solution is, but be that as it may, we gave him his time to say what he had to say. All right, let's go to Gene in Texas. Gene, come on up.
Hello there, Mike.
How you doing, Gene?
I guess I'm doing all right, because I could be doing worse than have been. Anyway, I just want to say, I want to talk about the amnesty bill is what it is, of course, but I want to say that the The vast majority of the nominal Jews today are not the Israel people of the Bible, the Caucasian people are. I'm just going to say that offhand that I can prove. But be that as it may, this amnesty bill is, of course, a bill that's going to bring in a lot more people into this country legally than what's being told. These liars and thieves called politicians are not telling people this. This is not just amnesty for 12 to 20 million people. Under this bill, making these people legal, they can bring in family members from Mexico legally. And if there's, let's just say there's 12 million. I think there's over 20, but let's just say there's 12. If every illegal person, not just Mexicans, we're talking about illegal aliens from Central America, South America, it's not just Mexicans. If they bring in one family member, that means there's 12 million more people here when I went to school. But they're going to bring in a lot more than just one each. So each illegal alien that becomes legal under this amnesty bill is going to bring in more than one family member from Central America, South America, Mexico, wherever. And that's going to add to the population tremendously here of these people that are going to vote Democratic mainly. And they're going to just ruin the economy here, of course, and the culture.
Well, you know, like I said there, you know, it's reached a point we don't even really need a border patrol anymore because we've just opened up our borders lock, stock, and barrel. Or I guess that's, I mean, you know, it's we might as well just say there is no border anymore. What do we need a border patrol for?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what do we need a border patrol for? I don't see the logic in it. I mean, these illegal aliens that are supposed to come forward and get amnesty, they're supposed to pay a $5,000 fine. Well, who's gonna monitor how they pay these $5,000 fines? I mean, that alone is a bureaucratic nightmare. What are they gonna do? Pay on the installment plan?
Well,
I mean, you know,
these people that are gonna be coming over. Family members, and when I say family members, I don't mean just brother and sister, mother and father. I'm talking about aunts, uncles, and maybe even cousins. They're going to get on the welfare system, the vast majority of them. And as Robert Rector said, who's the senior fellow at the Heritage Institute, he said this on the Bill O'Reilly program just last week. He said there's the working poor. These people don't make enough money. And they're not going to make enough money as legals not to still get on welfare. So and their families will get on welfare. The welfare system will, he said there's going to be about a $2.5 trillion expense, for these, people that are going to be made legals. That's not including the family members they're going to bring over here. I mean, you talk about the national debt. This government's going to be borrowing money from the Federal Reserve System to pay for these people, and the taxpayers are going to be paying the interest on it. And it's going to bankrupt. We're already bankrupt, but it's going to really ruin the economy in this country for the white people especially, but for the black American and the, also. Not only amnesty. This is amnesty for these people's family members.
Oh, it's absolutely insane. And you know, like I say, we can thank Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
We can thank the Republican Party. We can thank the American Jewish organizations. Let's not just blame the liberal Democrats, as so many of our Republican friends are wont to do. I mean, Gene, you know, I wish you were wrong, but I'm afraid you're very, very right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gene.
I just want to say right quick before closing, I know you have other callers, that the Republicans and Democrats are both, as you know, controlled by the Zionists, and the Zionists want these people over here. It's a war against the white people, and it's a war against Christianity. That's what it's all about here.
Well, it's divide and conquer, and they sure are dividing us, that's for certain. All right, Gene, thanks for your call. Folks, you know, I wish Gene was wrong, but... sorry to tell you, he's right. All right, we have Art in Kansas. Art, come on up.
Hello.
How are you, Art?
Hi. This Tamar Jacoby, she's been a Newsweek writer for years.
Yeah, apparently she's been around for a while. I had never heard of her before, yeah.
She is the wife or the widow of Eric Brendel.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if he may have died recently. I'm not
he
sure.
He died some years ago. I know exactly who he is. Yeah, old line Jewish Trotskyite. That's exactly what he was.
And she's also been counsel on foreign relations for decades.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what else is new?
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you filled me in on those details. That brings her even into more focus because it just shows you where she's coming from, and yet she's described, and I think accurately so, by the Washington Post as a conservative activist. Yeah.
Well, part of it's right.
What's that?
Part of that's right.
Well, yeah. Very interesting, though.
Another thing, don't forget, Bush was elected in a 0 year. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am indeed.
Okay. I was just going to say.
All right, hang on for the break, Art.
All right.
This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Keep that in mind, folks. George W. Bush was elected in a year of the zero. Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, Harding, Roosevelt, Kennedy. Reagan somehow beat the curse.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We've got Art in Kansas. Art, before we went to the break, you mentioned that Mr. Bush, the man who's in the White House, was "quote unquote" elected in a year beginning with or a year ending with zero.
Yep.
We know, of course, that every president since 1840, beginning with William Henry Harrison, has died in office, with the exception of Ronald Reagan. You know, I don't know what to think about that. Is it coincidence? Is it the work of God? Is it an Indian curse? I don't know, but I will say this much. I think a very good case could be made that before George Bush dies in office, somebody will be maneuvered into the vice presidency that the powers that be would like to have succeed George W. Bush other than Dick Cheney. My guess is it'll probably be that wonderful independent Democrat from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman. I can just see Joe Lieberman being maneuvered into the vice presidency if Dick Cheney suddenly had some heart palpitations.
How about Gonzalez? He may be looking for a job.
I somehow doubt that one. It seems to me that the stars probably favor Joe Lieberman more than Mr. Gonzalez. What do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know. But I do have something else.
Go ahead.
Sun Myung Moon has 1 million acres down in Paraguay by the Bush plantation. I heard that the other day.
That's very interesting. A lot of people don't know about that Bush plantation down there. But it's very interesting. But I'm not surprised. Sun Myung Moon has been out there poisoning the well of the Republican Party for a long, long time. And for years, a lot of Republicans and so-called conservatives have been at Sun Myung Moon's milk trough, I should say cash trough, here in Washington. And he's played a major part in shifting the course of the Republican Party. He's been a front man for the CIA and the Zionists for years.
Uh-huh.
So that's what Sun Myung Moon is all about. So it's very appropriate that he and Bush should have adjoining plantations, because if they ever get run out of this country, as they should be, they're going to need somewhere to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. You know, Tom Brokaw has thousands of acres in Patagonia.
That's very interesting, too.
Yeah. Also, Prince William and Jeb Bush's daughter were vacationing in Patagonia a few years ago.
That must be the place to go if you have the money and the power and you have a fear of being run out of your own country.
I think so. And you know who else was a Brokaw? Claire Booth Luce.
That's correct. She was, yes. Mm-hmm.
I think there must be a connection there.
You know, that's very interesting. I've never seen a firm connection there, but you know, all these upper crust families and financial elites are intermarried.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very interesting to read the wedding section of the Washington Post and the New York Times, because you can really find out who's who and who's related to who and who's marrying whom, I guess I should say. And most people don't read those sections, but I'll tell you what, in the Washington Post and the New York Times, you get a real handle on who the power elite is and who they're marrying and so forth.
Or the obituaries.
Or the obituaries, too. That's right. You're absolutely right, Art. All right, I hear that music. Thanks for your call, Art.
Okey-doke.
Apologies to Dave in Massachusetts. We couldn't get Dave up this evening, but we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. All right, folks, stay tuned for more good programming right here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. The radio avenger, Rick Adams, is swooping down upon us. Stay tuned. I'll see you here tomorrow night.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado,